Well, hello, men, guys, young men, solo man here. And I just want to say how proud I am of you for sticking to your guns, for standing up to these entitled femons who are supposed to be oppressed. But to be quite honest, they're the most entitled things on the planet, aren't they? They expect you to pay for them. They expect you to buy them meals. And they're shocked when you don't. That is the hallmark of an entitled femon, isn't it? Not an oppressed one. And femons are finding it quite hard to find a man, least they say a good man. Even the fairly attractive ones. And all they're really advertising is sex, isn't it? That's what they're doing. But the femons don't realize that's not always what a man is looking for. He's looking for a soulmate. He's looking for a partner in life. He may also be looking for a mother for his children. And for the last 15, maybe even 20 years, I haven't seen a decent femon that would make a good mother. Except the older ones, perhaps. And most of the femons of today don't seem to have any respect for themselves. So how do they expect a man to respect them if they don't have any? All through my life, I've always known that femons are quite shallow. But the last couple of generations of femons have been far shallower than the ones before. And they still seem to have the backing of the society and the backing of the government. They get free gifts, free handouts. But what they're not getting is the attention from men, which unfortunately they crave. So a man doesn't necessarily want great big breasts or loads of makeup on that makes them look like a waxwork. The man is actually looking for another human being. But all he seems to get is a femon's rage and her entitlement. And I'm proud of you men out there too that have stopped taking responsibility for femon failures. The old playbook is a femon's to do stuff and get themselves into a mess and then play the victim and blame somebody else. In our society, a man is still not able to criticize a femon comfortably. Another hallmark of entitlement, isn't it? So what man has decided to do is not even play the game. Let's keep it up, gentlemen. Let us never ever go back to the plantation, which is just a form of prison anyway. Because men, femons are not your responsibility. You are your responsibility. Because in reality, of course, men don't need no femon. So stay awake and aware, men, still, because their tricks are getting more nasty, more devious. They're getting desperate. See you on the flip side, guys. You take it easy.